Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
Today, Saturday, January 4th, is the feast of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. And these are today's headlines. Pope Francis highlights the importance of education and denounces bullying in audiences on Saturday morning. United Nations humanitarians say Israel has ordered more civilians to relocate in northern Gaza. And Myanmar's military junta has announced the impending release of almost 6,000 prisoners to mark the nation's independence. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. On Saturday morning, Pope Francis held an audience in the Vatican's Paul VI Hall for the 80th anniversary of the Italian Catholic Teachers Association and of the Union of Italian Catholic Teachers, Principals, Educators, and Trainers, as well as for the 50th anniversary of the Association of Parents of Catholic Schools. In remarks to the various groups, the Pope invited the educators to keep their eyes focused on the Lord amid all their daily tasks and fatigues. He called on them to continue their support for young teachers and families, and he spoke out strongly against bullying. Deborah Castellano-Lubov has this report.
How can we avoid losing hope and keep nourishing it every day? By keeping our gaze fixed on Jesus.
Tenere fisso lo sguardo su Gesù.
Pope Francis gave this recommendation to educators in the Vatican on Saturday. The Pope asked those gathered, what is God's educational method? Responding, it is one of closeness, compassion, and tenderness, noting these three qualities are essential. Like a teacher who enters the world of their students, the Pope said, God chose to live among people, teaching through the language of life and love. Reflecting on the family, the Pope shared an anecdote someone told him after the individual had gone out to lunch on a Sunday. At the table next to the individual at the restaurant, the Pope recalled was a family, a father, mother, son, daughter, and how they were all concentrating on their phones and not at all engaging one another. In families, let's talk, the Pope insisted, stressing dialogue helps families grow.
Per favore, in famiglia si parli.
The Holy Father also remembered today's encounter took place at the beginning of the Jubilee. That has much to say about education in schools, especially that a good teacher is a man or woman of hope. The Holy Father commended any educational efforts at a school to promote peace, noting that imagining peace lays foundations for a more just and fraternal world through every subject taught and through the creativity of children and young people. But if, at school, he warned, you wage war among yourselves or engage in bullying, you are preparing for war, not for peace, the Pope said. In the midst of all this, the Pope said hope and keeping one's eyes focused on Jesus is the solution for getting through day-to-day difficulties and stresses, for the Lord is at our side and our companion. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
Lo diciamo tutti insieme, tutti. Mai fare il bullying, dai.
Pope Francis on Saturday also received participants in the 15th General Elective Chapter of the Union of St. Catherine of Siena of the Missionaries of the Schools, who are marking their centenary. The Dominican congregation was founded in Italy in 1924 by Venerable Luigi Tincani and Dominican Father Ludovico Fanfani, with the mission of spreading the values of the gospel through the promotion of Christian humanism, even among those who are indifferent to the faith. Lisa Zingarini tells us more.
Addressing the missionaries in the Clementine Hall, Pope Francis commended the theme chosen for their chapter, which he noted aligns with their founder's vision of addressing the spiritual needs of contemporary society. The Pope highlighted three fundamental attitudes underlying their mission: holiness, preparation, and affability.
E prima la santità, è una parola impegnativa.
He underscored holiness as the ultimate purpose of all Christians, though it often feels daunting or unattainable. Acknowledging the challenges, he reminded the missionaries that holiness, which he described as a spiritual joy, is vital today, particularly for inspiring young people, and urged them to stay firmly rooted in the Dominican pillars of prayer, study, and community so that their apostolate may be fruitful.
Rimanete ben radicati in questi fondamenti perché il vostro apostolato sia solido e ricco.
The second attitude, preparation, was reframed by the Pope as a form of professionalism, not in a reductive sense of mere functional efficiency, but rather in the evangelical sense of dedication, lived through continuous study, personal reflection, and fraternal sharing of the truths learned. Preparation, Pope Francis added, also involves updating teaching and communication methods to embrace all that is good in today's social dynamics with openness and dialogue with all. Finally, Pope Francis urged the Dominican sisters to be messengers of affability and joy, living every encounter with the other with radiant gratitude.
Siate messaggeri di questa gioia, vivendo ogni incontro con riconoscenza solare dell'altro.
I am Lisa Zingarini.
Turning now to world news, UN humanitarians claim that Israel has ordered more civilians to relocate in North Gaza due to the possibility of impending attacks in retaliation for rocket strikes into Israel. With the latest from the Holy Land, here's Nathan Morley.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, known as OCHA, said the latest command was for civilians in the Al-Burija area of Deir al-Bala governorate. Most civilians in the enclave already have been displaced multiple times and are often forced to up sticks amid concentrated bombardments. Last week, the UN Human Rights Office said Israeli strikes on and around hospitals had pushed Gaza's healthcare system to the brink of total collapse and raised concerns about war crimes and crimes against humanity. Amid all this, the World Health Organization, the WHO, reported that 55 patients and 72 companions had managed to be evacuated from Gaza last week for medical treatment in the United Arab Emirates. Earlier, Israel confirmed it was holding Gaza hospital director Dr. Hossam Abu Safia. The army said he was being investigated by Israeli security forces in person. In other developments, Hamas has confirmed that indirect negotiations with Israel have resumed in Qatar with the aim of achieving a total ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. In a press release, Hamas said the indirect negotiations resumed and the movement reaffirms its seriousness and optimism. The statement added that the latest round of talks is expected to focus on achieving a comprehensive and lasting ceasefire, securing the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza, and facilitating the safe and prompt return of displaced Palestinians to their homes. Israel launched a campaign to destroy Hamas in response to the group's unprecedented attack on southern Israel on the 7th of October last year. Around 1,200 people were killed and 251 others were taken hostage. More than 45,580 people have been killed in Gaza since then, according to the territory's health ministry. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Turning now to Asia, almost 6,000 prisoners are set to be released in an amnesty announced by the military junta in Myanmar. Thaddeus Jones has the details.
The Burmese government has begun releasing some of the 5,864 prisoners who've been granted their freedom as part of a general amnesty to mark the nation's independence. The number includes 180 foreigners who will be deported. A statement from the country's ruling military junta also announced that 144 prisoners serving life in prison would have their sentences reduced to 15 years, while most other prisoners would see their sentences reduced by one-sixth, with those convicted of crimes against the regime notably excluded from the amnesty. Myanmar's military overthrew the elected civilian government in 2021, sparking pro-democracy protests that led to an armed conflict throughout the country. According to the rights monitoring group Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, more than 28,000 people in Myanmar have been arrested on political charges since the military overthrew the government in February of 2021. More than 21,000 are still being detained, including Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. According to the United Nations, as of March 2023, approximately 17.6 million people in Myanmar required humanitarian assistance, and more than 1.6 million people have been internally displaced. I'm Thaddeus Jones.
Staying in Asia, Cardinal Felipe Neri Ferrao, the president of the Conference of Catholic Bishops of India and the Archbishop of Goa, officially assumed office as the president of the Federation of Asian Bishops' Conferences, the FABC, on January 1st of this year. He succeeds Cardinal Charles Muang Bo, a Salesian, who is the president of the Episcopal Conference of Myanmar and Archbishop of Yangon. Cardinal Bo had served as president for 2 3-year terms. Incoming President Cardinal Ferrao was elected at the last Central Committee meeting of the FABC, which was held in Bangkok on February 22, 2024. Cardinal Pablo Virgilio David of Calican, Philippines, is now serving as the FABC Vice President, while Cardinal Tarcisio Kikuchi of Tokyo is again serving as FABC Secretary General. The Federation, which comprises bishops of South, Southeast, East, and Central Asia, gathers members of 15 Asian Catholic bishops' conferences, including those of Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Myanmar, Thailand, Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia, Malaysia, Singapore, Brunei, Indonesia, Timor-Leste, Philippines, Korea, and Japan, as well as the Bishops' Conference of Central Asia and the Chinese Regional Bishops' Conference. In addition, there are also associate members, including the bishops of Macau, Hong Kong, Mongolia, Nepal, and Novosibirsk. The Federation includes all of the bishops of India, a total of 277, between the Latin, Syro-Malabar, and Syro-Malankara churches. In other news from the Church, the Holy Father is currently attending the consecration of a bishop at the Basilica of St. John Lateran. And a reminder that tomorrow you can join us for a live broadcast as we continue to see the openings of Holy Doors for the Jubilee year of 2025. Tomorrow, the opening of the Holy Door at the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls will take place. That will be presided over by Cardinal James Harvey. Also tomorrow, you can join us for the Angelus, which takes place every Sunday, with Pope Francis leading the Marian prayer. And that's all the time we have for this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we do invite you to visit our Vatican News web portal at www.vaticannews.va. Once again, that's www.vaticannews.va. You can also catch the latest updates from the Vatican on our English language Facebook, X, and Instagram pages. And many thanks this afternoon go to our technicians in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells.